Okay. You flirt like a "where's my hug at" guy.
Hell no! What? Hell no! When have you ever heard me say that?
You know, it was winter in New York. It was kind of lonely. You know? So, I feel you, bro. Where my hug at, bro?
You know what I'm saying?
What's straight up, though? You're a bad kisser?
No, no. Be like, hey, like, I'll be honest. Can I teach you how to kiss me?
Mm-mm. Okay, Jimmy.
Wait, that just gave me the chill.
Yeah. No, no,
no. Oh, thank you. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I get that. I don't know. Maybe something you're saying that I'm tripping on, like, wanting to text that girl during that week.
I mean,
you could, bro. You're never tripping.
Yeah.
But I'll say that. you go talk yourself out of potential.
See, yeah. now that's a good point, because I never thought about that. Do you think that can actually happen? Like, you meet a guy and then he'll just talk his way out of it.
Wait, that actually happened.
That's like how the guys got ghosted, bro.
Okay, especially with the trust issues, I feel like that makes me distance myself even more.
Yes.
So I'm like, okay, I'm distancing myself, and then if he like makes an effort to like come back, then I'll trust him.
What's up? Oh, damn. Okay. Damn. Now, I'm not gonna lie, the amount of times I'm surprised it hasn't fallen yet. But this is the first time we had 4 people on the podcast.
You went for a treat, my boy.
Oh, man.
No, seriously,
I can't wait. So, we have Nick, Maru, and Cynthia, and they have a very popping podcast of their own and a lot of hot takes. And today, I figured, gonna invite you guys to talk about, I guess, the general theme topic is all relationships bound to end.
That was deep. We're starting off deep.
Now that's the overarching theme, right? Okay. But then we're gonna trickle down to different stages of the relationship, right?
Gotcha.
But I think you want to hear Cynthia's, because
what?
I know you're a little skeptical when it comes to relationships, like especially recently.
I think currently, right now, I don't think I see myself getting married. But, like, that's just...
Like, married, period, for your lifetime?
Yeah. I want children. I want, like... I don't know. The whole, like, thing with, like...
Commitment?
Yeah. And, like, monogamy and, like, just, like, marriage. Like, I don't know. That's just, like, where I am right now.
No.
Like, who knows? It might change.
I low-key feel that. Because, like...
Oh, do you know?
In the marriage part, like, I can see myself having a partner for, like, a long time. Yeah, stuff like that.
I'm sorry to cut you off. No. But is it because... So recently, you had what's her face? I think your sister.
Yeah.
Has she just changed your entire views on? Because I remember she pulled up. It's like, I got 3 boyfriends.
Hell yeah!
I'm like, hold on,
nah, dude. Literally, that woman has blown my mind when it comes to like the way I see like life.
Honestly, same.
Literally, like I literally look at butterflies differently now. It's crazy. Okay. It's literally insane.
But I wish I could be her. But I low-key can't.
Right. Yeah.
I really can't. I'd be getting too attached, you know? I can't do, like, multiple people.
Yeah, because then in return, they would have to do multiple people, too. And then, you know, if you see them with somebody, right?
See, and that's the thing. I feel like I'm definitely someone who would... Like, even if I'm messing around with a couple people, I would definitely feel some type of way.
So you would want an open relationship for yourself, but a closed one for them, huh?
That's not what I said. Listen, back to the original question. I feel her on the marriage part because, like I said, I see myself being with a partner for a really long time, but I feel like I don't think marriage is that necessary just because, like, what does marriage really do? Kind of like if you divorce, you get 50-50.
I guess it's a legal binding contract.
Yeah,
it's
like why is that important? Right. I get back in the day why that was like really important. Like everyone thought you had to get married, blah, blah,
well,
blah.
I think it was to protect, like it was more like protection for women.
Women.
And their security, their financial security.
Mm-hmm.
And because like, if not, like men would just leave them.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Mm. Yeah. So, I mean, but interesting enough, Cynthia doesn't want to get married.
Okay, wait. Don't get me wrong. I think getting married to someone, like, the love of your life would be fucking great.
Uh-huh.
And, like, it'd be great if, like, we can, like, die together happy, you know? But, like, how often does that happen? Like, you're not seeing that shit. So, it's just like... Ugh. Like, my sister said to me, like, a year ago, she was like, after, like, my ex, like, fucked me over, she was like... Dude, I feel like the next guy you really date, like, is gonna be the one you marry. I was like, yeah.
Damn.
To you.
Yeah.
Wait, so she got fucked over. And now she has, like, a distorted view on relationships. So it's more so, like, about, like, the hurt, right?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. I could kind of relate to that, yeah.
But let me jump into the first set of questions.
But, oh, that wasn't the first question.
that was an arching theme, right? And then we're gonna get into it.
Oh, yeah. You're very organized, Jimmy.
Oh, like, thank you. You know? Marty coming off of my podcast, it's literally like on my fucking Google Docs, and it's like 30 different questions. I'm like, it's literally not even three words. It's literally like bring up relationship. And then I literally ask it, and Marty's over here like, why is there no detail?
I'm like, and this man's like, pick a question. Just answer any question. I'm like, okay.
No, I feel like, you know, you guys are, or like, we're also, you know, we're new to meeting each other, so I feel like
if I don't... Jimmy, you gotta tell them how we met, bruh.
I was on some shit at this rave, Beyond Wonderland. It's a rave, and then I'm like, oh wait, I've seen TikTok, man. Yo, I was just with your homegirls the other day. What's good, bro?
That's crazy.
Wait, didn't Luke approach you first?
So I gotta tell you, I got a story for y'all. So my boy Luke, if you guys watch the podcast, tall ass Asian dude, sees you, and I think y'all met or something like that, and then y'all dab each other up because he was like, he like loves your videos, like watching your videos and stuff like that. And then you like saw me or something like that while I was talking to him, and you were like, oh bro, like I see the podcast, you know, like I see Manu and Cynthia, blah blah blah. And Jimmy goes, oh yo, are Manu and Cynthia here? And I'm like, yeah, and he's like, oh, where are they? Right? And I'm like, oh, they're like in the crowd, bro, like they're in like, you know, the like watching the rave and stuff like that. Jimmy goes, oh, you want me to find them? I'm like, nah. I'm like, nah, bro. Like, they're in there, bro. Like, I'm literally, like, my ass is literally, like, completely sober. And this man's just so, like, determined, right? And I'm like, nah, they're gone, bro. Like, I'm literally, like, bro. Like, it's chilling, bro. Like that, right? And Jimmy goes, nah, bro.
You said that?
Yeah, I was like, it's okay, bro. Like, it's okay. And you're like, nah, bro. Like, I'll go find them. And you duck your head down. And I'm literally, like, you're not going to find them, bro. This man stops. 180 turn, both hands on my shoulders, and goes, I'll find them, bro. And I'm like, he had me convinced. I was like, go fucking crazy. I will wait here, right? And I'm there, and I'm all like, all right, Jimmy's gonna find y'all. Cause y'all ran away from us. Cause y'all ran, we were gonna wait for them anyways. Oh. Right? And I'm like, okay. Five minutes passed.
I'm like, y'all a team, right? Yeah. So I'm like, nah. Y'all squat separated, bro. I'm gonna make this happen, you guys.
Yeah.
No, now, but like, when you're off the mic,
we were separated for a while.
Yeah, because y'all kept running inside the crowd while I kept saying, let's regroup.
Oh,
I literally, and I'm telling you now, Jimmy goes in, 5 minutes. My boy, oh, bro, like, let's go, like, go watch DJ Diesel, right? Oh, no, Jimmy's coming out with him. All right, bet. 10 minutes go by. Hey, bro, like, Shaq's gonna be on right now. Jimmy's coming out, bro. Trust me. I saw in his eyes. Like,
oh, really?
He got it.
Have you really waited for him?
Yeah, I was like, I saw in his eyes. Oh, like, 15 minutes. Yeah, 15 minutes go by. They're like, man's ain't coming back. I was like, man's ain't coming back. And we fucking left, bro. Literally, yeah, I thought you would come back with him.
No.
I appreciate you trying, though. Yeah. I appreciate you trying. That shit, and that's how me and Jimmy met.
I think I did one. I went inside for like 2 minutes. I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking?
You ain't seeing shit, right?
I was like, what the fuck was
you
I thinking?
You ain't seeing shit.
And then I look back, I'm like, oh shit.
I lost my group.
Yeah. I was like, no, I gotta go back.
That's literally
like the highlight of my night. Like, literally, that was like the highlight of my night. It was just so fucking funny, bro. Yeah, so man, chill, too.
We always talk about that.
I literally probably talk about it like, three times a day? Oh, like 3 times a day.
That's funny.
Fucking insane.
A little backstory for you guys, you know?
Yeah, same.
Anyways, we're going to get back on track.
Let's get back on the matrimony talk.
Yes. So, before we even get that deep, right? Let's start off stage one. You know, where do you guys go to meet guys, girls?
Honestly, right now, I don't be going anywhere. Uh-huh. Like, you know what
dating?
I realized?
Are you on dating apps?
No.
Okay.
I don't be doing anything. Like, and I feel like when I used to be, like, desperate, you know?
Okay. You know?
No, you know. I feel like we all have those phases when you're desperate, right?
Yeah.
It was harder, low-key. But, like, now that I don't care, I feel like opportunities just be coming to me. And I'm like, okay.
That's always how it is.
That is how it is. When you're detached. Yeah.
That's a fact.
Does that look like edibles?
Looks like pre-workout.
It's
tell them what it is, right?
Well, it's actually the sponsor for today's video, Game
Reset. Hey.
And they also got these waifu cups, which is kind of nice.
Wait, that's sick.
Wow.
Is it pre?
Huh?
Is it pre-workout?
Yeah.
No, well, it's like an energy drink, but like for your mind.
What?
Gamer Subs is a nootropic, aka it keeps your brain alert and focused for when you need a study or game or whatever. The first 1,000 people to click on the first link in the description box could get a free sample shipped to your door, and they have a whole wide range of flavors that you could try out for free. You don't need to pay for shipping. It just gets sent straight to your door for you to try. All you gotta do is just click and try. That's all you gotta do. Link down below.
Blew up on social media now, so I figured, you know, there's some people that's been probably slid into your DMs, right?
Yeah, let's talk about it. Who in your DMs? Let's talk about it.
I was like kind of talking about this, and like the ones with potential, like, don't make themselves known like that. Like, they're not the ones sliding into your DMs.
Because like if you think about it, bro, I feel like dudes who have like who want a date or something like that. Mm-hmm. There's not many that are sliding like into DMs. You know, they're trying to meet their like a girl like on some romantic stuff, you know, or like date a friend. I feel like a lot of dudes that have like the confidence, quote
unquote, fuck boys.
Or, yeah, uh-huh. Or like not even that, just the confidence to slide into girls' DMs.
Yeah,
they're not really dudes that are like wanting to date these girls. You know what I mean?
Oh, not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Yeah,
not necessarily. Also, not all the time.
I just don't like that approach very much, like DMing someone.
Mm. Oh, so I like guess. You just completely just shield off all the DMs
from potential
suitors.
Unless they're attractive.
Yeah.
That. But it's like way better if you just meet them in person and have it be like this natural.
But then I get that, like, since like social media now, like how else would you like get at whoever you're trying to like get at, you know? If you see them on social media, like, that's the only way, you know?
Yeah, and it's like off the gate, you could see their entire life in
is true.
You know, in their profile, right? You can see where they've been. You see where they, what they do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? And then, I don't know, it's just a comprehensive profile was like, of whether or not you want to date this person.
No, that's true. It really gives you insight onto what kind of person this is.
Yeah.
You're right about that.
Just to go off of that a little bit, like, I don't think I would DM a girl that I'm trying to, like, talk to. Like, not someone that I'm trying to talk to.
So what if you see this fine ass girl, right? Like, maybe in like a group chat, one of your homies sends you a profile.
Yeah.
And you're like, damn.
See, I don't got game like that in the DMs to message a girl like that. Hell nah. Hey, not even close to it. I can't, like, cause some dudes are smooth. Some dudes are like smooth it.
Yeah.
I probably hit the girl with like,
hey.
Yeah. I probably hit him with hey or something like that, or like the monkey emoji. I probably hit him with something like that.
Yeah.
Like, deadass. Because some dudes, like, I've seen some dudes with, like, DMs, and it's, like, creative. And it's specifically tailored to that girl.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's because, you know, they'll probably go through a couple pictures and then just, you know, talk about, like, have a pickup line catered towards that.
And I can see that. I don't got game like that, though.
Really?
No, you like that. I got it all in person. I don't got nothing over the phone. Nah, don't say that.
What? No, let's talk about it.
She has not seen me in action.
No, I have.
You've seen me in action.
Okay, wait. If you're talking about that subway encounter, that does not count.
No,
hold on. Subway encounter.
No, there's no way.
This man, I'm sorry, Nick. I'm going to have to do it.
Let's talk about that. This man
at Subway, he says he wasn't flirting with her, but no, this man was flirting with her.
Who started it? Near the subway.
No, working. You started it. We were all peeping this. Cap. But like
Subway for long?
Subway for long.
Okay.
Yeah.
She was making a sandwich
and then I don't know what Nick was trying to do, but he was like
Cap.
He was like
trying to get a sandwich.
And he was like, "Where's your name tag? Like, why don't you have a name tag?" But the name tag was right there. And she was like, "What do you mean? It's like right here."
Nah, she had it on her hat.
Or on her hat.
She had it on her hat. I was like, "What's your name?" She's like, "It's on my name tag." I'm like, "Where's your name tag?" She's like, "It's right here." I was like, "Oh." I was like,
what's your Instagram tag?
I should have said something like that. That shouldn't even pass by my mind, bro. It was just bad. That was bad because I was not trying to flirt with her.
No, you
were. But I feel like you're a pretty, you know, extroverted guy.
Yeah.
You know, you talk to people, and naturally, I feel like that kind of energy would just get you in the door.
Oh no!
If you just ask for an Instagram or a number, I feel like just off the vibes, like you
I can see it. That's like how it works in person, but I'm telling you now, like, literally over the phone, I literally got no game, bro. I'll get a message back, like, if I do DM somebody, and I'll be thinking about it like way too much, and I'll be like, oh, what should I say, like, what should I compliment? It's bad.
Yeah,
Nick low-key do be doing that in person, like,
yeah.
Okay. You flirt like a "where's my hug at" guy.
Hell nah! What? Hell nah! When have you ever heard me say that? When have you ever heard me hit you with that?
No, no, it's not the exact word, but it's the energy.
It's the energy.
I'm not giving off that energy.
I'm like, hey.
What's your name?
It's my hug.
Bro, but you know what it is? That's fun, bro.
Yeah, it's a confidence.
You know, sometimes you need a hug.
See, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Sometimes, hey, sometimes a brother need a hug.
Yeah.
Period. Right?
So why are we clowning on me for wanting a hug?
I'm not.
From a pretty girl. I don't get hugged that much. My dad didn't hug me when I was growing up. I'm sorry. That
we don't gotta dump the whole
truck. Sorry. I mean. Cynthia makes me want to trauma dump sometimes. Sorry about that.
Yeah. But
make fun of your trauma?
Makes me want to trauma dump.
Oh.
Yeah. But Cynthia, where do you go to meet guys? Or how do you go about flirting? Do you guys have any stories on Cynthia?
Flirting with... Oh, no. Okay, wait.
I got mad stories.
Okay.
But
Cynthia, I'm just talking, like, okay. I feel like when you flirt, she's confident until he's really cute. And then she gets shy. I feel like that's most girls, though. That's like...
Nah, that Cynthia, sense, Cynthia's got right? balls. I'll tell you that.
No, oh, yeah. For sure.
Cynthia's got fucking balls.
If she sees someone she's interested in, she will go out to him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What's a recent encounter?
5 years ago.
No, fucking... Beyond?
Beyond?
Oh, yeah.
That was a whole month ago.
Yeah, oh, was that? Damn.
But, yeah. Like, I will go up to them if I'm really into them. And that doesn't happen very often. But uh-huh. If I am, I will do it.
So, what's your go-to line? Or is there, or just like, hey.
What's my go-to?
What's your name?
She's like, I'm smooth.
I usually like a compliment.
A compliment? Mm. Do you think you have game?
Mm, yeah.
Yeah?
Save a horse, ride a cowboy?
No, you and your sister using the same line. That's funny.
Literally.
I'll tell you my, like, what I saw Cynthia do when, like, flirting. We were at a bowling alley once, bro, right? Mm. And she saw this, like, dude across the aisle, and she was like, oh, she was cute, right? And we were like, she would not stop talking about this guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, well, go say something to him,
Back.
Right? And she's like, nah, like, I'm just going to keep looking at him, and hopefully he, like, looks at me at the same time. And I was like, okay.
We were all right. Two lanes away.
Yeah, and then, but she, I mean, I guess she had the balls to get one of our friends to go talk to him.
I was like, Wyatt, go find out if he's single.
Yeah, so one of our friends goes over and, like, says something like, oh, my homegirl thinks you're cute, blah, yeah. blah, blah. And then, did you end up going to talk to him?
No, I think... He went up to and talked to his friend, the other guy. I was like, why? That was the wrong one. And he was like, no, I was finding out for you. I was like, okay. He said he has a girlfriend, but his friend was single, like the guy I was seeing. Mm. So like, why I came back, I was like, okay. So I chugged another beer, and then I went up to him. What did I say? I think he just said I liked his hair. And then he asked for my fucking Snapchat, which is cool, but...
Wait, that's...
And then what'd you say on Snapchat?
No, yeah, I don't like Snapchat either.
I thought that was
red flag on the notes. Yeah.
And then, I don't know, we were just fucking talking, and I said...
And then what, you guys started snapping each other? Started, just, like, started messaging. Getting a streak together?
No, it was literally...
Not the streak!
No. It was literally just that one day.
You guys got best friend yellow hearts? No?
Dude.
Fucking that's what happened.
But yeah, and then I messaged him and said, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Because he had a mullet and a cowboy.
Wait, hold on. Slow down now for me. Save a horse? Cowboy?
Ride
what?
A cowboy?
Ride a cowboy.
You gonna ride him? Is that...
I was implying. Yes. Okay. That's the joke.
I don't think I've ever went up to a guy.
So you just do that. I feel like girls don't even need game, bro.
That's what I think. That's why I just do it, because whether you have game or not, like, if you're pretty, they'll talk to you.
Yeah,
and if you're a girl,
and then we gotta, like, come correct with the jokes, with the exactly. energy, with the conversation.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because girls don't be approaching girls, guys.
Like all you guys really have to do is just
say hi.
Just give me something back.
Yeah.
The girls that just like, hey, no, how, yeah.
For sure.
Good day.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay, that's a rejection.
I'm saying. Yeah. You gotta have banter back, bro. You gotta get some banter, something back.
So you guys would just go up to, like, in, you know, just regular, like, hanging out spots, like bowling alleys, raves, I guess, parties, right? That's where you usually meet people. Actually, so, like, really not in the DMs.
Like, mutual friends.
Okay.
I take back what I said. At raves, though, I will talk to someone first, because I'm just rolling.
Okay, so, true.
Yeah. Sure. That's the only reason.
Wait.
Anyways,
I will talk about it, but yeah I was
no
it was fun, it was cute.
Yeah, we're on a good one. Yeah.
Okay. what about ex-boyfriends? How'd you guys
ex-boyfriends,
like, how do we meet?
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Friends kidding. First roommates first, mutual
friends so you guys were like just
those are
platonic friends
yeah,
for like how long?
Like Okay, my first one, like, a while. Like, we knew each other since, like, fucking high school.
No, no, no. Like, let's just say the recent one.
Well, when I moved into the house, he was my roommate. Like, he was one of my roommates. And so we were roommates first for, like, a few months, like, 3 months.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
So it's, you're already, like, comfortable with seeing him in his, like, fucking trousers. Or
exactly, yeah. And it was also during, like, COVID, kind of. So it was, like, a pandemic relationship. Mm. But that was a year ago. Like, it ended, like, a year ago, maybe. Mm-hmm.
How do you make a move on your roommate? Just, like, fucking late night Netflix? You guys cuddle?
Is that how it happened?
It was, like, nights of us just, like, staying in the living room couch, like, watching, like, movies. Like,
oh, so it wasn't just, like, one night and everything, like, transpired? It was
couple? No, it was, like, over, because
was there initial like attraction?
Yes.
Was this like nobody just like were scared to make a move or something?
He made the move first. I was definitely like a little more iffy about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
He was like my roommate. Right. He was older. Like it was just like a lot. Mm. And then like I didn't know. I also didn't know much about him because we would like hang out, but we were just home when we were hanging out. You know.
Yeah. Yeah
like
yeah.
I didn't know any of his friends. Like I didn't really know like the crowd he hung out with. Right. But yeah, I mean, like, during the relationship, it was fun, but that shit was toxic as fuck, like, I think they know, like, after that one, I kind of got...
Yeah, no more relationships, like, totally okay, changed. For sure, yeah. Lana, you got some?
Yeah, my last relationship, probably my most toxic one, fuck that guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he...
How'd you guys meet? How'd you guys meet?
So we were friends in high school, we were in the same friend group in high school, right?
Uh-huh.
Then how we got together was we were at a rave, right?
Man, these ELA, bro. No, these ELA.
It was the ELA.
It really,
for real. It really traps people. Yeah.
Wait, but what?
Really
I'm so confused. Like, why though? Like, why? Because I've done stuff like that, but I've never like.
You just want a different vibe.
I'm not on the vibe where it's like I need to be touched right now or like make out. I'm on the vibe where I'm like I'm loving the music and I'm loving like my friends around me. I'm loving this right now, but I'm not like
that's one vibe.
Yeah,
there's a whole nother vibe when you just with a partner and you just look deep in their eyes.
But you're telling me that
you're just making out, bro.
Okay,
bro, the Eve makeout. Right,
okay, but you're telling me that can literally transpire into something.
Oh my god.
Yes, because
after you're not on that stuff?
Yeah.
That's what comes to my first relationship.
Damn.
Like, I asked my girl out.
Huh?
Madi, you're telling me that's what happened with your last relationship? It was solely because of this one moment?
No, yeah, probably. Or else I
probably or yes. Like, have you thought about it?
No, because I went in there because, okay, probably like a few days before I went to the rave, I broke up with my other ex. So I went to the okay whatever it's fine I'll just rip this shit out there just do it right
yeah you were broken up
I was broken up with him but like the thing is I was still like in love with my other ex right and so I was like begging for him back right
it was a rebound thing.
Yeah but this guy was like no
how many days after the breakup did you
probably like 3 days. But I didn't go in wanting to get a rape because a bitch was heartbroken right but right before I went I was talking to my friend because I was heartbroken and that guy didn't want me back, right?
Mm.
And my friend was like, bro, Maru, who gives a fuck? You're single now.
Mm.
Do whatever the fuck you want and have fun.
Mm.
And I took that, put it in my head, and I did have fun. So, and it transpired into a relationship.
Wow.
But it was a toxic relationship. So maybe love isn't real.
Yeah, and maybe rebound love isn't a good idea.
Well, what about after you had like that one moment though at the rave, what about like all those other dates though, were they just like as much fun as that one moment at the rave, or like did you keep thinking about that? Like that's what I'm trying to think. Yeah.
No. Yeah. It does.
It does die.
But you were with him for a minute. What about? Hold on. What about your relationship with that one girl? Like how long were you with her for?
I mean, okay. For granted, this was my first relationship.
Okay, fine.
So like everything about it was just new to me and was just exciting to me.
Yeah.
Without getting too much into it, I think one of the. Oh shit. Okay. So. I think this was like date number 4 or 5, and then we were just out drinking, right? And at this point, I was like, "It's about that time. Like, yo, it's getting late. You want to head back to my place, right?"
Yes, sir.
Granted, this is date number 4.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Right? And we've already like you know we talked, we made out, but we haven't done anything, right?
Date 4 is good.
Yeah. And I mean, okay, any date is good.
Okay, yeah.
But with Jimmy, any day's good. With Jimmy. Yeah.
But I think date number four for me was like, okay, like, hey, let's, you know, also I had a house back then, right? And I was the only person, like, all my roommates moved out, and I was the only person living in that house. So, you know, it was winter in New York. It was kind of lonely, you know? So, I feel you, bro. Where my hug at, bro? You know what I'm saying?
You had that where my kiss at.
Bro, where my late night sleeping, like...
It was cuffing season.
I'm dead, man. I'm dead. Finally, a man who understands me. Nah, I'm
okay. Okay. You know, I was at a place in my life where I didn't have a relationship yet.
Yeah.
So, and I'm like, I feel like I'm connecting with her.
Yeah.
So then she was like, oh my God, not this again. So you're just, you always want to take me back. And... yeah, and then she made it into this big deal. I'm like, no, I like it's not like it's just like, you know, a 15 minute Uber. Like, well, what's the big deal?
And then, it ain't what it seems. Is that what you're saying? It ain't what it seems.
And then she's just like, no, you just like want to fucking, you know, fuck me. You want to fuck me? I'm like, no, like I and as a guy, I gotta like explain like no, I don't.
You ain't like that, baby girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. You different. You special to
me. But it's kind of like...
I don't do this with a lot of girls.
Damn. Because someone just told me something like that. Hold on. Anyway.
Hold on. We'll get into that a little bit later. I want to hear this.
Yeah. But that caused a fight, like a mini one, outside the bar. And then that, like, at the looking back on it right now, I'm like, that's kind of sus to me. Like, date number four... and you're like purposefully like where are we going with this? You know, and it's not like she's uncomfortable with the idea, but she's almost like, I mean, at least like where are we going with this?
Like, yeah. Not into it, like,
like, yeah, I mean, like, she's into me, we're into each other,
yeah,
and like I'm like, we don't even have to go back and do anything,
just come, like, just come,
like,
over.
Literally, like, bro, I made it like so apparent that, bro, I just needed somebody to just be at the house with me, because I was just so, I was down bad.
Yeah.
I was
well, would you say you're just like, yo, like, my roommates are out, like, I really like it if you...
I don't have any more roommates, bro.
So would you say to her, like, do you remember what you said to her, like, specifically? Was it like hey, yo, you should come over, we can have a good time? Or was it like, no, you should come over and, like, keep me company?
No, it's like, come over, keep me company. And then she's like, no, you just want to fuck me.
Okay, can I say something?
Yeah, because I want to hear
from
you guys.
From a girl's perspective, I feel like, honestly, she sounds hurt. Like, she probably had, like, past experiences where, like, people took advantage of her like that. Like, you know? And maybe that's why she felt so, like, overprotective about herself. Like,
right.
Like, but, Maru, wait, like, think about, like, you're on the fourth date with a guy, though.
Okay.
And, like, you guys are vibing, obviously, right?
Yeah. To an extent, yeah.
I honestly don't know what to think of that.
Yeah, like, what would you guys
think? Okay, no, yeah, I see that, too.
Maybe,
it's like,
that she's hurt, like, that's a possibility.
But the fourth date is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't feel like... trust you.
Yeah.
I don't think it's something to argue about. I think it's something kind of, like, I feel like if she genuinely thought, like, for example, like, she genuinely thought, oh, you were only in this just to, like, have sex.
Yeah.
I feel like she could have just easily been, like, oh, like... maybe we can wait a little bit longer. I don't think it's...
Right, yeah, right. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't have to, like, lean into an argument.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and then off the gate, like, the way she was talking back to me about certain issues, it just wasn't a good... It was, like, raised
red. Did you kind of know, like, off the bat that she was going to be causing, like, problems? Or were you kind of just so, like... because, like, first relationship, you said, like, we were so, like, love-struck, blah, blah, like, blinded by it.
Yeah. I think what it is was... yeah, I was pretty. I was like, oh yeah, no, it's fine. Like, you don't have to. Yeah, like, yeah. But you know what's crazy? We just stayed at some random, like, the lobby of a hotel, talking until like 5 a.m.
Then why couldn't you just do that at home?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
I was just like, this shit don't make sense.
Okay, now I don't. Now I'm confused.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
Maybe she didn't want to tell you, like, no, like, let's wait, because I feel like for me too, as a girl, it is kind of like...
like, dude, why would you, if you're already vibing with this guy, why would you purposefully withhold sex?
Because she wasn't ready for it.
Yeah.
Or she wanted to take it slow.
Yeah, take it slow. That's
and
a good
one. And
she
didn't know, like, how to tell you, really, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like maybe she wasn't good at communicating what she really was trying to say.
But even if you're not, like, I feel like even if you're not, like, you could easily just be like, like, no, like, I'm okay. Like, you don't need to start an argument about it. Like, well, how bad did the argument
okay,
get?
So no. Okay, you know what I mean? Also, it's like, if we're already having, I would say, like, okay, is there a reason why, like, up to, like, the point of, like, right before sex, right? Like, what are the thoughts that's keeping you, like, all right, no, we should wait?
Maybe you like him a lot.
Yeah. And if, like, like Madu said, she was hurt by the most recent relationship.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and she's, like, really looking for, like, some real shit now, you know?
So if you like a guy a lot, though, and, like, he does the same thing that Jimmy did, like, he brings it up, like, not even, let's fuck. Like, not even like that. He just says, like, yo, do you want to come by tonight and just spend the night? Mm-hmm. And it's fourth date, for example, and you like the guy a lot.
Honestly, yeah, that's weird, because even if I didn't want to have sex with him, I would, like, be down to, like, go
just over. Just go over,
chill.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. Every girl's different. I'm not going to put it on her for, you know,
yeah,
doing whatever.
Most of that.
For sure.
But I just think that, like, if you and the guy, like, are already vibing and, like, are already hooking up before the sex part,
yeah,
it's like I personally don't see why, you know, we just
can't go over each other's houses.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We
exactly.
Just, you know, hit, you know,
yeah, nah,
do all the bases.
I completely agree. I agree on the part where it's like, you, she could have easily just come over and just hung out, you know, because
because
you already said it, like, you were literally in the lobby till 5 a.m. You could have been at the crib till 5 a.m. not even doing anything, just talking, you know, and it's probably like a lot more like secure, like you can feel comfortable, blah blah, and it's like it doesn't need to necessarily lead to sex, though. That's what I'm trying to say.
It seems like to me, I think she just like connected you asking her to come over to like, oh, I'm trying
to hit,
yeah,
but a lot of girls do that,
I think so. Because like, now that I think about it, if I was in her shoes and like somebody told me like, hey, like, let's go back to my place now, I'd be like, oh, he's trying to fuck for
but
sure.
is it the wording that they use, or is it
right,
do you just know
it's the let's go back to my place, yeah, like the wording, like just like the
so
fact that he's like, oh, let's go back to my
place. should we switch, I mean, granted, I was probably a veteran, right? maybe now I'd be like, yo, you want to check out my fish tank? Or yo, I got a cute dog at the place. Right, I wouldn't word it in like, hey, come back to my spot.
Exactly.
Right, because
exactly.
That it's a whole different feeling.
Yeah.
It is, for sure.
I think we need to change the way we say it, because I have definitely said like to a guy like, just like, because he had driven from like a far place, I was like, just spend the night. Like, why would you go back? But like, I didn't mean it as in like, let's have sex. You
and
know?
Did he spend the night?
Yes.
What did you guys end up having?
Yeah, but like, that's not even like what I meant at first. I just wanted to like spend the night with him.
Chill. I can completely agree with that.
Yeah.
Completely agree with that. But like, I don't know. Like, it's definitely true that dudes do be just using the come back to my place.
Yeah,
you know, like
blah
blah.
Yeah, it's like
you know?
Girls do need to like kind of weed.
And you need definitely to watch it. But sometimes dudes know how to play the game though.
Yeah.
And sometimes guys can just say like, oh. Like, come back to my place. Let's watch a movie.
Yeah, let's make some burgers, bro.
Let's make some burgers, you know?
That would
like,
be kind of cute.
You ain't making no burgers, though, with those guys, is what I'm trying to say, though. There's some dudes who know how to play the game.
Yeah.
And that's why it's respected that you guys should be watching going back home. But if you guys are vibing and you guys like the guy and you catch the vibe that he likes you, and he says something along the lines of, like, let's just come over. Like, it's getting late.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, why don't you just come over? Let's watch a movie, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But if he just says, like, let's come over, like...
Yeah.
Let's do something, you know, like keep me, you get what I mean? Like keep me awake.
Yeah.
That's like along the lines of, all right, he's just trying to hit.
All right. I'm going to move to the next part, which is like kind of the talking stage, right? So I'm talking about like third date, fourth date. So around the talking stage, what are some of the things that like turn you guys or the ladies off? Right?
Red flags. And turnoffs just all
turnoffs during like the talking stage.
X is a
okay, wait, yeah.
Like during the beginning, yeah.
The first thing that popped into my head is if they just got out of a relationship. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, that has... I've, like, experienced it before. Like, I've done it before. But I think now I know that that's such a big red flag.
But what's the...
What made it turn into a red flag?
Yeah.
Yeah, like let's just...
What are you doing?
Ex experience.
No. Let's like what made it? Like, is he talking about his ex a lot? Is he, because if you guys are just hanging out, having fun, like what, you know, like, and he doesn't bring up the ex part, like what?
Because for him, it might just be like a rebound, and like he was hurt, and he's just like fucking. But like for me, like I might catch feelings.
Right, but you don't think he could have caught feelings as well, despite the rebound part. Like, if you guys really, like, connected, you know.
It could be possible, but I feel like most guys that go out of a relationship are just, like, very desperate for something. Mm-hmm. And they just can't be alone, you know.
Exactly.
And that's why they, like, try to, like, get to the next thing, you know.
What's just got out of a relationship? Like, a month? Like, a couple weeks? Like, 2 months?
Like, a week ago.
Like a week ago.
Couple weeks, maybe.
What if he said,
and you could physically see the desperateness of them, you know?
What if he's fine as hell, and he's like, oh, I just broke up with her yesterday. And he's fine as hell.
And he's getting desperate?
And he, no. He was fine as hell. Like, you couldn't have, like, guessed it. And then you're like, oh, like, have you been in a, somehow it comes up.
And he was like,
been
in a relationship
before. Yes.
Red flag. Doesn't matter.
You're not pursuing this man at all.
If he broke up with his ex last week?
No, and he's already yesterday.
Okay, yesterday. So, yeah, I'd be like, bro, you broke up with your girl and you're trying to pursue me already?
Literally.
Like, no, it doesn't matter how fine you are. That's a big red flag.
And okay, I would say no also because, like, he is, like, he doesn't want me. He wants something. He wants that company.
How do you know that? Yeah, how do you...
Because and then okay, so let's say, like, he's just like, nah, like, don't worry about it, it's just a rebound, like, let's just hook up, have fun. And even if you are on board, like, later he ends up not being on board because he wants the company. Mm-hmm. And he gets attached because he was hurt by his past relationship.
Okay. It's a fair reflection. Yeah,
yeah,
I see that.
What about you? Any during? Oh, I have a question. So, does before, like, you know, you guys set up a date, right? Before you guys go on the first date, you guys are texting a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. Is there anything that turns you off during that time period?
Being dry, just dry texting. Like, if I make a joke, like, I was talking to them kind of about this. Like, if I make a joke or something like that. I want a girl to kind of, like, hit me back with another joke.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's like, when you first meet somebody, there's kind of that, like, unknown and uncomfortableness of, like, sharing humor.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Exactly. It could sometimes come off across as kind of off.
Definitely.
Like, cringy.
Yeah. And it's like, for me now, I'm just like, I try to avoid texting that much, even though I fall in the trap. Yes. But, like, it's just like, I try to avoid texting that much before the actual date happens.
Yes, Jimmy, I'm literally with you on that.
See, I don't like that. I feel like because
I'm telling you right now, you could talk your way out of, like, getting somewhere with her.
Wait, Nick, so you're saying whenever you text somebody or you talk to someone new, right, and you haven't had the first date with them, you start off, like, texting, like, your actual self? Like,
not my actual self, but I definitely want to text them, like, not a lot, but... Okay, so what you guys are saying, you're trying to avoid texting, right?
Yeah.
So are you just saying, like, hey, like, let's link up? So, for example, right? Let's say you get her number on Sunday, right? And then you text her on Monday or Tuesday, and you're like, hey, it was nice to meet you. Let's set up a date. Mm. She says, oh, I'm free on Friday. Mm. And you're like, all right, let's get this done. Like, let's go on a date on Friday. Mm-hmm. You're telling me that from Monday through Friday, you're not texting her at all?
No. But I'm just saying that, like, if she's hitting me with a lot of these messages, I'd be like... I'm, like, in this space of, like, ooh, I will text you, but, like, let me not do too much.
That's fine. But I'm saying, like, okay, but take that time frame, Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
You're saying that, like, you're going to try your best to avoid...
I'm saying I might risk. It's a risk.
It's a risk.
It's all right.
Why do you want to date a girl? Why do you want to date that girl if you're, like...
Bro, I don't know. Maybe my 9/11 joke might fall flat, bro. Maybe my Hitler joke might fall flat, bro.
Okay, okay. Why are you making a 9/11 joke? Okay. All right. You should not be texting them, man. Never mind. You should wait from that Sunday to that Friday.
No. I'll just give you an example, bro.
Nah, I'll play. But that makes sense because there are times where I am texting a girl and I'm like, oh, this would be fucking funny if I said this shit.
Right,
but I'm
right.
Like, you know what? Should not do it because I'm definitely gonna sound a little weird
for sure.
But I'm like, back to what I originally thought, it was kind of like through that Monday through Friday though, I'm definitely like texting her,
like, good morning.
Not on good morning, but like, let's say I'm like, oh, what are you doing Friday, for example, right? And she's like, oh, I got a test on Friday, like, let's think about Saturday, right? I'll text her like later on in the week and I'll be like, how are you confident test? For the test, you know what I mean?
Even if you just met this girl,
But it all depends on, like, that first time that I met her, though. That's literally what it is, like, that first time.
Yeah, okay, so how do the ladies feel about that?
Yeah, I don't be texting.
You don't be texting.
I feel you, Jimmy, too. Yeah, same.
So like you kind of expect a guy to also just like, hey, chill. Like, you know, let's not...
Yeah.
When they over text, it's a little turn.
Yeah. Yes, okay. So like you were saying...
I'm just like a dry texter also. Or in general.
You know, before you said it's before the first date, right? We're talking about that part.
Yeah.
So like they know I send hella emojis. And like it's kind of weird sometimes. And like that's how I like just text, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like some guys might find it cringy. So before I meet them, I'm like hella dry. Like take off all the emojis.
See, I don't like that.
Like on purpose, because I don't want them to think I'm fucking weird.
Wait, I love emojis.
Then after the first date, if we vibe,
right?
And we can. I just start texting them normal and see if like they like match my energy.
Yeah. So like in the beginning, I might throw a little like some safe emoji. I might throw one of these, or like the side eyes.
That's a safe emoji.
Yeah, but then you know, once we get into like you know, date four, date five, I'm hitting like, you know, the googly eyes. I'm hitting crying
the
faces.
Face.
Yeah, I'm hitting like silly shit, bro.
Do that shit again.
No.
How does it look?
I'm hitting the squinty.
I love that emoji.
I'm hitting the squinty.
Yeah.
Like,
that was. No, same.
Yeah.
I get that. I don't know. Maybe something you're saying that I'm tripping on, like wanting to text that girl during that week.
I mean,
you could, bro. You're never tripping.
Yeah.
But I'll say that. You go talk yourself out of potential.
See, now that's a good point, because I never thought about that. Do you think that can actually happen? Like, you meet a guy and then he'll just talk his way out of it.
Wait, that actually happened.
That's like how the guys got ghosted, bro.
Damn. Tell me that's a lie. Tell me he's lying.
Okay.
Hey, yo, full disclosure.
Okay, Jimmy, don't even talk. Okay, wait, cut that out. Okay, I'm just going to say.
Okay, just don't say the guy.
Okay. So this one time.
I'm going to drink a cup of beer. Keep talking.
Okay, for sure. This one time, I, like, met this guy at, like, a bar, and we were just, like, chilling, talking. And then literally the next day, he asked me to hang out, but I said I couldn't. And so, like, right after that, he asked me if I was free the next day after that. And I said, no, I'm sorry, I can't. And he was like, okay. And so later that day, he was like, hey, what you doing? Like,
damn.
I'm at a cafe. You know what I mean? It's too much. Like, just because we vibed, like, the first date doesn't mean I want to see your ass
24/7. Yeah. First, like, yo, leave some space. Leave some time before you ask her out.
Yeah.
All right? A couple days, ask her out, and then, yeah.
3 months, Chase.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like a little chase.
No, not even gonna lie. I fucking live for the chase.
Really? No, sometimes when the chase is too much, I'm like, damn, fuck you. You know? Bye. I'm tired. This is my enemy.
Yeah, that's why dating is hard.
Yeah.
Dating
especially
hard,
with
bro.
Trust issues, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Dating is hard.
And, okay, especially with the trust issues, I feel like that makes me distance myself even more.
Yes.
So I'm like, okay, I'm distancing myself. And then if he, like, makes an effort to, like... come back, then I'm like, and if he doesn't, I'm like, okay, bye.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
Like a week later, she like texts me. I'm like, oh,
yeah. After we said like, fuck you, and never talk to you again. But when you get that text, you're like, oh, never mind.
Fucking, what are we talking about?
Let's say you get with a girl, right? And she's a bad kisser. Let's say.
Okay.
And then your boy wants to get with that girl. Uh-huh. Would you tell him that she's a bad kisser, or would you just let him do him?
Oh, yeah, of course.
You would tell him that she's a bad kisser?
Yeah, if it was, like, Gabe, I was like, bro, she like, what the fuck? She only bites my upper lip.
Okay.
That's mad weird.
But- I'm going in, and I'm like...
Okay, that's a solid answer. That's a solid answer. I'll take that for sure.
Yeah. There's, like... The case gotta be kind of extreme. Like,
yeah,
if she's
sure.
like, oh, if she cheated... Or
for
if
sure.
she like
letting them know,
but bro, even if like say she did some like borderline toxic shit,
letting the boy know for sure.
I might still just go in there with, you know, the expectation of like.
That's true. Go ahead.
I just overheard Jimmy say, if she only kisses or bites, if she's only biting your upper lip,
yeah,
like that's a bad kisser. Bro, I had this guy that would only like kiss my upper lip, right, and he was just like a bad kisser. Like, how do you tell them, like, to, like, be a better kisser?
You don't tell them that. You don't. Unless they want to date them.
Unless right, you want to date him. Right,
okay, so what if, like, if you're really fucking with him, then I would maybe, you know, start sending him some tutorials.
All right. Can I tell a funny ass story?
Okay, dude, yeah.
All right, funny ass story. The first girl that I ever, like, saw, like, semi-seriously back in high school, you guys know what I'm talking about, like, junior high, right? Like, it wasn't even my first girlfriend, just someone that I saw, like, semi-seriously. I was a terrible kisser, and you want to know how she brought it up to me that I was a terrible kisser? She was like, oh, she said this. She said, I need more practice kissing as a girl. She was like, I need more practice kissing. Let's kiss more.
Oh.
Right, blah, blah. And my dumb ass was like, oh, yeah, I can teach you a thing or two. Deadass. And then it wasn't until like a month later that I found out that she said that because I was a bad kisser.
Okay, wait. So you,
she's like,
and then she taught me. Yeah, and then she taught me. But like, dope. I feel like it's a lot better for you to say like,
honestly, you just gotta be okay. One, you gotta be straight up. But if you wanna do the passive
what's straight up though? You're a bad kisser?
No. Be like, hey, like, I'll be honest. Can I teach you how to kiss me?
Mm-mm. Okay, Jimmy.
Wait, that just gave me the chill.
Yeah, no, that was good.
Yeah, that's good.
Right? That it could be different from Yeah. Oh, thank you. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Now, if you want
to go through the roof,
yo, Baru, the way you say things sometimes, it's just like, it hits your soul, bro. Oh my God. Like, sometimes I would watch a podcast and you would say something and I would just feel it.
She's saying it to you. Hey, yo, she's saying it to you specifically. Oh. You specifically. But dead ass. I like that, though. Yeah. That makes sense.
And then I would say another way could be, like, you guys could maybe watch, like, a really romantic kissing scene
together.
And be like, yo, this is, like, so passionate.
Just, like, say something about it.
Yeah, say, this is so passionate, you know?
Like, it'd be like, you could be like,
let's try this. Mm. Let's try this kind of kissing.
Yeah, I like how he opens his mouth a little more, like, you know? Like that?
You see that? Do that.
Yeah, do that
you
shit.
See that? That's what I want. Yeah. You gotta do that. That's, you know, that's a great question, though. That makes sense. Like, how do you bring up, like, telling someone you're a bad kisser?
Yeah.
I like
but exactly if we want to just give some general guidelines here, you know, don't stay in one place for too long.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing.
My shit was, she didn't like the, because I used to kiss and I used to come in like with my mouth open.
Oh.
Yeah. Because this is back when I had like no experience where I came in with my mouth open. It was pretty bad.
Mm. Yeah. Yo, bro, I feel like before the kiss, you almost gotta like, you gotta prep it a little bit. You know, like you gotta be in front
like
of them a little.
Close.
Oh,
yeah.
Hell
but
yeah.
Don't even kiss them.
Mm-mm. Just like
talk to them,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then just a little peck, right? And then just
not even a peck. Just
I don't even peck. I like talk,
you know what,
and then
talk
I go
to
in.
Them and wait for them to come to you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Write that down. Oh, that's a good way to bring it up, though. I like that. I mean,
yeah.
Damn.
And you guys like French kissing?
Yeah.
Just like move around.
Yeah. That's literally just move around.
That's it.
I feel like
don't go too aggressive. That's that. Yeah, I had.
Oh my god.
But sometimes
I have a story
swallow
for
my
that.
Fucking tongue. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my exes have told me that like I came off aggressive and then like slowly like my lips adjusted.
I've had girls come off really aggressive.
A guy, dude, that shit like hurt to the point where like I'm really nice, so it's really hard for me to like tell people like, bro, you know, like fix this. This man, it was hurting. So I was like, you kiss really, really, really hard. Mm. He was like, you don't like that shit? You don't like that
see,
shit?
See, yeah,
like,
guys have an ego about
see,
that shit too.
Yeah. But those dudes, you don't want to be around. Those
no,
dudes
yeah,
you have
like
an
like,
ego. Like,
I was
come
like,
on,
like, no, yeah, but like, bro, like, it hurts. Like, I deadass told him.
But see, the thing is like, when it comes to me doing stuff like that, it's like, I want to learn. Like, if I'm not doing something right, I don't want my ego spared. I want to fucking learn. Because then the next person comes around and I'm going to be like doing the same thing and they're going to be like, what the fuck is this bullshit?
Facts.
You know what I mean?
You shouldn't get butthurt.
Yeah, like, you should not be getting butthurt if someone corrects you for something. You should take it like openly and willingly.
Period.
Openly and willingly.
Agreed.
Yeah.
That's a good ass podcast.
Oh, thank you guys. All right. So the kissing has ensued. Now, have you guys at what point do I mean, I don't know, do you guys talk about sex on your podcast?
Yeah,
yeah,
for sure,
all the time.
Like in detail or like
Depends. Like, what's your question?
Yeah, what's your question?
Okay, how do you know if you're gonna fuck this guy again? Oh. Based off the first time.
Solid.
Okay.
Or like, has there been a time where,
like, you know, are we talking about if it's like bad the first time?
Yeah. I just want to preface by saying a lot of times the first time it's going to be kind of awkward and kind of bad. Yeah. Okay. But that doesn't subtract the potential of this guy.
Definitely.
But, you know, I guess it all goes back to like, yo, how much do I like this guy? Right?
Yes.
So it's like okay if the first time isn't good.
Yes.
And you don't even have to be like a virgin to like take that advice.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
But
I was gonna say, like,
but how do you know if like the first time a guy's really good?
Really good?
Yeah.
If he like, this is a good one, but when it's not just like he cares about him finishing, but he also cares about you finishing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how much does it matter too?
Like, if I finish?
No. How much does, like, I guess sex matter? like for you to continue like seeing the guy,
for him to be like a potential boyfriend?
Yeah, or a potential like suitor.
I think if I like the guy, like
sex wouldn't matter that much
in the beginning.
Oh,
like, you know?
Yeah.
Like I'll like give it some time. I mean, like, this has happened before. Like, I really like the guy. We were like super cool friends too. It was kind of like a friends with benefits type of situation. Mm-hmm. But we were just like hooking up, and then I don't know, like, sex is it was whatever.
Yeah.
But like when it ended, it was like no hard feelings. We just like kind of stopped. Yeah. Like, we're still friends now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Nick, this is a question for you. Have you ever brought up sex
to a girl?
Yeah. Like, instead of making a move, you're just like, hey, like, just talked about, like, how do you personally get to that stage?
To like having sex with somebody?
Yeah.
For me, like,
you start kind of talking about it.
Nah, like, so like for me, at least for the girls that I've had sex with, mm-hmm. it's like,
you're definitely passive aggressive about it.
Like, how do you think I am? Like,
that's the word I was trying to think of to describe.
So yeah, like, that. I feel like, like the girls that I've had, see, the funny thing is like the girls that I had sex with, that's like 90-95% of them have definitely been like friends in the past, or friends. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So like, it's kind of been like at one point.
So you are like, you've made it out the friend zone.
Yeah.
On multiple.
Yeah, occasions. Yeah, most of.
Bro, okay, I'm gonna give it to you.
But see, it was different because like, I feel like it was all like in the moment type stuff though. Like, it wasn't like one day I was like, oh, she fine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, this, now I'm going to start pursuing her. Now I'm going to start texting her.
So it's just like a party setting, y'all drinking.
Yeah. Or not even drinking, like, even sober. And something just happens. It's like, there's a connect. See, I'm the type of person where it's like, if something's happening, there's a connection. We kind of brought it up. I don't ever want to miss an opportunity with somebody. I don't ever want to, I'm not somebody that looks back, like, that wants to ever look back and be like, fuck.
Like, take your shot.
I'm into you.
And exactly. I would rather get shot down.
Yeah.
Then regret it.
Yeah.
100% with anything I do, I would rather miss an opportunity for whatever reason than
Wayne Gretzky. Yeah.
Then regret it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yeah.
Exactly. So like, at least in that scenario, it's kind of like with those girls, it was just a moment that happened, and I just fucking shot my shot, and it worked. Like,
nah, bro. That's a great. I think you know, all your boys should take that with them.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly. And a lot of them fucking don't. A lot of them are like, they don't.
See, she's a ghost ball.
But then you know, as you take more of those shots, it's like there's certain things to like secure the 100%.
Exactly. Right? And you learn as you go. Learn as you go. It's like picking up. It's like you're in a video game almost. And you're picking up like different types of like fucking power ups.
Oh, you're unlocking.
You got Juggernaut. You know what I'm talking about. You got Juggernaut.
You know what I'm talking about.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, the Juggernaut suit.
It's okay.
I said it right.
You're pretty. It's all right. You don't even know. Anyways, but that's basically like, at least for me, like, that's kind of how it works with like, yeah. Like, I'm not someone who goes around like just hooks up with a lot of random girls.
Yeah.